what the will of the Lord is. And then in verse 18, 19 and 20, we see the way to be not unwise. Listen to his and understand the way of the Lord and his grace command. And be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak into yourselves and in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and sing and make it melody in your heart unto the Lord, where you shall never have to accuse him, but giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in his person, giving thanks unto him. Whatever has happened, it's for a purpose, not for me to struggle and strive to correct him, but come up in him through Jesus to your Father. Say, I submit my mind, my will, my voice, my heart, my body, my soul, up into you for the purging of your life. Then confess them, hath been done, and feel the glory of the Holy Ghost make you one. Then to seal the bargain, just dance a little while. Take a swig of wine and move in the Spirit. Said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Father God said unto Jesus at his sixth suffering, so now sit down to my right hand in the early church. That's where Stephen saw him sitting there, standing there. Said, till I get through with this thing, he said, then I'll make your enemies your footstool. Am I going to do it through your seventh suffering out in the outer court? When it's finished, I'll bring you and hang you, sacrifice of fire, preserve you right above the horns of the unicorn, burning in fire, horns of my throne. And then I gather yourself on the inside of me. Just like John said, that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Zion, he said, I'll send my new Jerusalem down. I'll begin to bring in people, set them in order after my heavenly order, baptize them, let them lose their life in you, washed away in you, rise with the newness of your life and said, I'll begin to make them your rod. People shall be with him in thy day of power. Or how are they going to be made with it? Well, I'm going to let religion and Satan just beat around on them from the time they're a child. That I'm going to let everything they do fall in failure. Oh. Said when I offer it to them, they'll be willing. Said, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. We bring them out on that sea of glass in that New Jerusalem and return them into the womb of heaven. We let the jawed army of locusts, your fiery flesh and your fiery blood, oh, and your fiery breath, just inside of the womb of the mother, just ooh, eat them all up. Eat all the old ways up. Ooh. Then we birth them out of that womb by the seven spirits and by the water of your body. Said, then we've got them. Said, those that come up out of that water looking for the enemy, they'll be the first selection. Ooh. Ooh. Looking at the enemy in their own life. Looking at the enemy in other folks' life. Ooh, 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 ooh. Lord, how will I know? You go to speaking about these things, you can look at them and tell. People that are understanding, they're ready to move. Say, well, they don't understand. Well, they know. They may not understand, but more tears moving in their eyes. They're quivering all over. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Turn white with the glory of God. Some of them don't even know what you're talking about. Boy, they're ready to go anyway. Oh. Have a sneaking feeling that something is happening. So listen, the Lord has sworn to Jesus Christ that thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What does that mean? Every time that God got ready to do something, Father God got ready to do something in the earth through Melchizedek, a type of Jesus Christ, he made his appearance. Oh, to Abraham, got ready for Abraham to really possessed the land, he came through Melchizedek. All at once he appeared, said, there I am. Oh, 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 oh. Have you quit playing? How shall it happen? The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Kings? Sure, explain that all. Who? The Apostle John? Hath made us kings and priests unto God. Well, I'm going to take flesh and blood people. And through them I strike. How's it gonna happen? Verse 6 is gonna be a terrible thing. He shall judge among the heathen, and he shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Terrible judgment of God coming on earth. Did you know this? Terrible. Our Father, Creator God, is looking for a fight. Lord, he's already told his son Jesus made a covenant with him. You suffer, you purchase the earth, but your mother, the Holy Ghost, and I will deliver it to you. You don't believe that? You watch it fulfilled right before your very eyes. The thing you have to worry about is that you're not counted in the camp of the enemy when this thing happens, as it happens. Because it hath already been finished. How shall he do it? First he shall move. The ministers, men, women, boys, and girls shall call out a remnant of people. It's obedient-hearted people. Form them together in groups. And out of that groups, he began to select the one he wanted to use for its particular jobs. Zion, the New Jerusalem. That hath already happened. When he laid out the plan, he said, that's where it's going to happen. Now, since he sent it down, it hath happened. How shall we know the person, verse 7, why he'll drink at the brook on the way, and therefore shall lift up his head. Takes a drink of that living heavenly water, baptized into your body, and he lifts up his head, he goes looking for the enemy. Goes perfecting himself. Searching around in his own life, his or her own life. Oh, by grace confession, destroying the things that's hindering him. Goes searching around the lives of other people. Now we're going to get all this laid out. The Apostle Paul, call him. made it very plain to everybody that he was called beforehand an apostle for the new age as a pattern of long-suffering, to show the long-suffering of God. Now that he'd go down to death, preaching the grace and judgment under the grace of God. And then in going down to death, he'd take his place in the council in heaven. There he'd administer that judgment right from there. Oh. Would he suffer? Absolutely. Satan, through religion, would beat him to a pulp, kill him 3 times, whip him no telling how many times. But he'll declare just exactly the way it is. I'm filling up that which is behind in the suffering of Christ until this thing is finished. And when he finished, I'll take my crown of life, and then from the heavens I'll administrate it, throwing the counsel of God. But all that I get to follow me in this age, they'll be right there with me. That's the reason John told a group of churches, be thou faithful unto death, I'll give you a crown of life. You can finish this thing in the heavens through another people. On a day of the vengeance of the Lord is declared. The mystery of iniquity,
the mystery of iniquity
must come to the full,
must come to the full,
and the man of sin,
and the man of sin
must be revealed.
Must be revealed.
Spoke the apostle Paul.
Christ speaking in him,
to let us know
the workings of Satan.
Now the man of sin, iniquity must come to the full. The preaching of good and evil and religion, I've been a just God as long as there is any groups moving in the earth into my fullness, I must work with them. Following the principle of Abraham and Lot. You remember the principle of Abraham and Lot? Won't destroy the earth, the camp of the enemy, if there's even just a few righteous in them. But said, when the iniquity comes to the fullest, the manner of sin is revealed in every church, in every land, the preaching of good and evil under religion, they've had it. Ooh. An angel of God.
Descended from heaven
and bound Satan
a thousand years
into the pit
till all things be fulfilled.
Spoke the Apostle John, Christ speaking in him. About 100 A.D., Satan in his evil character, working through the false church, had begun war of extermination upon the true church. And it continued for 250 years, a little better. And they slaughtered them by the millions. Holy Crusades, war, until man was completely captivated by Satan. All he had in his mind was to kill each other. If you don't believe this, you read history and look at Jesus while you read it. You couldn't even go from one country to another. They'd catch you and make a slave out of you, one province to another, and kill you. The long suffering of God. So now, when is it finished? I keep knocking at the door, just like I said in the Laodicean church. Said if a group of people open up and begin to try to let me work in them, straighten this thing out after that 1,000 years, or during that 1,000 years, he said, I'll go in and sup with them. That's what he did. Revival began to break out in that false church. It began to rise up against the cruelty, everything in it. The Spirit of God began to move in them, to bring them out of that church. In order to give them a chance, he sent and locked Satan up in hell. Now listen to the mystery. As it unfolds, that you may know the ways of the Lord. Satan working through the false church and working through man, made war against the early church and overcame them. And he slaughtered and murdered through religion and war. During the time of the Inquisition, of torture and pain, called the time of the bloodbath in the early centuries, when over 30 million souls were tortured and slain. And the leaders of the nation, wanting favor with the false church, joined in the slaughter. Then Gog and Magog, religion and war, were wedded together. Their head was Satan. They continued on working together in the holy wars and their crusades. They pursued the righteous and branded them as heretics, and the righteous hid them in mountains and caves. Faithful to death, in obedience to their master, as spoken through John. Be thou faithful to death, and a crown of life awaits you in heaven's throne. Till the time of God's judgment on earth shall come. Tell you a little bit about the terribleness of what happened. One of the way things that they made war against was the Bible. They tried to exterminate the Bible. You know this? Everyone that had a copy of the Bible, they met, and by proximity, they sentenced them to death. That from now on, anyone that's caught with a Bible or part of the Bible, the original scrolls of the Bible, has now the sentence of death passed on. By torture, by burning, by whatnot. in countless cases. Countless cases. They would find a family with a part of the original writings preserved on scroll, sheepskin, parchment, or whatever. And they would kill that family, start in killing them. And countless times, small kids that had such a desire and such a love for the Word of God planted in them by the Spirit of God would take that Word of God and flee to the mountains with it. Had special hiding places, and they would die before they'd tell the hiding place of that body. And all that collection of the original writings of that Bible were dug out about the 14th century, and that's what started the Reformation. They had an old Bible, it was filled with all sorts of theologies, catechisms, and each one had their own group. It wasn't just Catholic. It was all over the world. Each one had their own interpretations of poison that's fed. They dug that original out along about the 14th, 13th century, I believe it was, wasn't it? 12th century, something like that. And it started the Reformation. Original copies of that Bible that sold many thousands of souls had died for. Oh, oh. Each time a soul of the faithful righteous was slaughtered, tortured, burned or drowned, our Lord gathered their soul to Him crying under the heavenly altar, saying, "Wait a little while." John saw these souls on the altar, millions of them, crying day and night. You read it in the book of Revelation. So just wait a little while. Till all this thing be fulfilled. Said, then I'll declare my day of vengeance. And he murdered and slayed him.
And he murdered and slayed him.
Till he made a sea of blood.
Till he made a sea of blood.
Up to the horses' bits.
Up to the horses' bits.
All over the world.
All over the world.
And a sea of pure water.
And a sea of pure water.
Of the righteous flesh.
Of the righteous flesh.
Of the innocent people.
Of the innocent people.
That were murdered and tortured. And the cries of suffering,
and the cries of suffering
fill the air,
up to the seed of
Satan,
the prince of the air.
Then judgment came, worm would hit the water,
and fire hit the air,
and everything dead. Then for a thousand years, man was parted into destruction. Disease and pestilence, light of humanity almost went out. Bubonic plague, the white plague, typhoid, the Black Plague, many cities were completely wiped out. They had no place to bury the dead. They had to pull them outside and burn them. The country of France which were noted in the slaughter of the Huguenots, was almost decimated. Spain had hardly enough people to build back a country. And Italy, just to name a few, became a country of gnomes. You know what gnomes are? Hunchback people, completely demon-possessed in their mind. And a very few sane people were left in their countries. Oh. If you notice, in every one of them, the people that had a clear mind, or the remnant of God that had maybe just a little touch of the truth, were saved, they were kept. Ooh. When all was fulfilled, and the sea of innocent blood, reach the horses bids them, all over the earth, and the water of innocent blasphemy made it like sea of water, and the cries of their suffering, the air did fill, the first false church, said as Satan's wife, clothed with her false beauty, gorged with innocent blood, for the evil wedding, supper of Gog and Magog, filled with the riches of gifts from the world. Then our Lord said, in all things it must be just. Now lock up Satan, and give man a chance, to obey me, and turn from their ways, being free of Satan, they'll be free to obey. So the angel came down, and locked up Satan in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. The slaughter diminished for a little while. As the false church reorganized, said, we're civilized now. John had already seen that. He saw the head of the first beast bruised as unto death. Then he saw rise up out of the sand and see a lamb. The false church like a lamb with two horns. He said, we're real meek and quiet now. We're civilized. What happened? God began to move in that false church. The remnant of people began to come forth in obedience. They never did move into the order of God, full order of God. They stopped short. They said, we'll make an image to the beast. They said, only we'll be quiet and meek about it like a lamb, but we'll still preach good and evil. And that revival in that false church reached such a height, moving into the order of God, until God even sent a visitation of the Holy Ghost of fire and blood and wind, just like we received, just like Pentecost received. may begin to take that and boast. I've called fire down from heaven. Now you're not to follow me. But they stopped short. Instead of going on into the full plan of God, which is 700, they went 600, 66. Where did they stop short? They didn't enter the New Jerusalem. They stayed outside. So they still being in the world had no chance. Neither do her children. Well, what was New Jerusalem? It was already offered to them. John had already offered to them, said it's coming down out of heaven. Right there, said it's poised, ready for whosoever will walk in my obedience and get ready for it and say, Lord, thy will come. Said it'll come right down among them. Said we don't want that. We'll build an image to the false church. We want to rule the world from the earth. We don't want heaven ruling over us. Oh, now to be fulfilled, the sayings of Jesus.
The sayings of Jesus.
Will you follow your father Satan?
Or do God's will?
So you're going to fill up that which is behind of your fathers now after this, or are you going to follow God? Then to reorganize false church.
Then to reorganize false church.
Being free of Satan.
Be free of Satan.
Only left with his testimony.
Only left with his testimony.
In them.
In them.
They met in council.
They met in council.
And considered many plans.
And
they made peace with each other,
they made peace with each other
to work out their plans.
The final outcome
is now history. Built an image to the whore church
to
fulfill iniquity in man.
Fulfilling the scripture.
Spoken by the Apostle John.
I saw a second
beast. Like a lamb with two horns.
Like a lamb with two horns.
Yet he spoke like a dragon.
And he spoke like a dragon.
Great swelling words.
Great swelling words.
Built an image to Satan.
That still lasts today.
This is where most you come from. Most every one of us come out of it. And you know where most of us got saved? Through the little remnant of God's people that's moving around among these churches with a little bit of truth. An evangelist come by every once in a while, or some faithful old saint would be minister to the salvation of Christ through by grace, through faith, or calling on the name of the Lord, or some person that had truth would pass it on to you. That's where most of us got saved. But they were hidden. They were hidden people in these churches. They weren't the hierarchy. Ooh. Said we'll murder no more.
Said we'll murder no more.
In our own ranks.
In our own ranks.
We'll do good works.
And to see the world,
we'll build an image to our mother whore. But we'll use piety
and slaughter no more.
Whoa.
will become a meek hidden wife to her husband of war. And let them kill each other. Then we'll gather the spoils. We'll say in our hearts, in false humility, we're the way of peace. We'll follow thy means. So they send ambassadors to the nations of war. And said, we'll live among you, and do good works. We'll heal your people. Civilize them with religion. And we'll go with your armies. And pray for the dead. We'll live among you. You leave us alone. And we'll return the favor. And let you be king. We'll call this doctrine. Separation of church and state. Even though we're spear separated. We'll live together.
And oppressions of the poor.
We'll say whatever you do, though not right and just. We'll say to people in piety, man must do what he must. Leader of religion, evangelist, council, on an interview, and he made that statement. Asked him about wars and this and that. And said, well, man must do what he must. I said, Lord, what do you think about it? He said, it makes the fury rise in my face. He said, I just bawl. And just let me boil too, because I want to be just like it. Half been done. Oh. Whoa. The very idea of a person representing me going around telling me they represent God and then go around and say man must do what he must in slaughtering and killing and shedding blood over the earth when all blood belongs to me. I've spoken and said no one has a right to shed blood. And so someone to sit up, puffly, vainly puffed up with Satan's religion and say, man was too muddy, must, and dismiss the slaughter of millions of souls in that fashion, said, it makes the fury rise in my face. Do you believe he feels that way about it? Absolutely. Oh, Fulfilling the prophecy
of Jesus through John.
They'll send gifts to each other. And make peace.
Disregarding the two witnesses.
Lying dead in the earth. The blood and body of Jesus, which was shed at the cross. I'll leave these two witnesses in the earth where the soldier slashed open the side of Jesus and spilt his blood in water. Said, I'll leave them right there. He said, those will have my plan in them. Every person that looks at that blood and that body school begins to move my faith in it, he said, I'll work out my plan in their life. Said they're to go basing that righteousness on the blood and the water. Said there are three that bear witness in earth. I've already told it through John, the blood, the water, and the spirit. Said I'll lead them into my way. But they didn't do that. Said plan is by works of good and evil. It's not by the blood and the body of the Lord. So they began to send gifts to each other. Left those witnesses laying dead. Laying dead, not using them. Didn't use the blood to cleanse themselves, only made a mockery out of it. Didn't use the body for their strength and the moving in their spiritual life, only made a mockery out of it. We don't need that. We got religious works, good and evil. We'll not do this, we'll do this, we'll not do this, we'll do this, and we'll call that the Holy Ghost. But we don't even really need the Holy Ghost. They said. But there's something happened to them. Right here lately, those two witnesses begin to stand on their feet. So I thought those two witnesses were the true church. You can't separate the blood and body of the Lord from the true church. You can't save your soul. So I leave those two witnesses there crying out with the Holy Ghost, just like I left Abel's blood in the Old Testament, crying out from the ground. Said I gather all innocent blood right to that, form a sea of blood so high, sea of pure water so high, air filled with their suffering. And I use that for judgment. I use that to make a new earth for the obedient people that follow the blood and the body and the Holy Ghost. But I also use that for judgment for those that don't. And I'm righteous, and I'm going to judge by what they've done. So those false people that have shed that innocent blood, have caused it to be shed, teaching hate and prejudice, sending their young men and women off to war to shed innocent blood, said they're the ones that's the cause of it back there. So they taught it in their churches. And when it comes time to judgment, he said, I'm going to get that innocent blood on the idle shepherds. And Zechariah said, I'm going to fling it on them in fire. Then I'm going to say, righteous is the Lord God that judgeth you. Here's the blood that you shed. Oh, you don't believe that's the way he set judgment? You search it out. He said, I'm not going to just start it to underlings. And I'm going to lay judgment to the line. They're going to be judged according to the blood they've called shed. That all those at the top that fed those false theologies of fantasy and good and evil down to those little underling pastors, he said, I'm going to lay all of it on them. And I'm going to get the false pastors that took my innocent people in captivity, caused them to sin. You remember he pronounced it. Don't teach my people to sin. When I asked one of them get saved, he said, I cover them with the blood. He said, you better leave them alone. He said, don't take them and start teaching them religion and teach them to sin against me. He said, I won't lay it to their account. He said, I'll lay it on you. He said, all those that sit up there in the seat of Satan and fed all those false theologies down, he said, I'm going to take every bit of that and just pile it on them. Just double their iniquity. Ooh. Well, I don't believe God does. You think he's going to let innocent blood cry from the ground? You serving that kind of God? No, sir.
When this coalition
of religion and state
was worked out
with Satan bound,
so man could not let her,
say Satan made me do it.
That Satan made me do it.
Fill up their father's works.
Fill up their father's works.
Disregarding God's plan.
Disregarding God's plan.
For 1,000 years.
For 1,000 years.
During the dark ages.
During the dark ages.
And men grew more religious.
And men grew more religious.
Plagues did ascend. From the bottomless pit,
from the bottomless pit,
in sickness and disease,
in sickness and disease,
as minor demon hordes,
were
released to man's desire,
fulfilling the prophecy,
that had said, they drew the strength from hell, saying all is well. The judgments of Egypt,
the judgments of Egypt,
were upon the world,
were upon the world,
the corpses of the dead,
the corpses of the dead,
littered the world,
littered the world,
man in darkness,
man in darkness,
drawn away from God,
drawn away from God,
became a prey to religion,
became a prey to religion,
superstition and such, and
and
the earth was filled,
and the earth was filled
with witches and sorcerers,
with witches and sorcerers,
the world in darkness,
the world in darkness,
the light almost went out,
the light almost went out.
Satan's image, and they gnaw their tongue, and in pain did not repent.
In pain did not repent.
They worship idols,
they worship idols,
stone idols of saints, and
stone idols of saints,
and blaspheme to the fullness,
and blaspheme to the fullness,
all of the heavens, and
all of the heavens,
at the end of 1,000 years.
And
as it drew nigh,
as it drew nigh,
God sent among them,
God sent among them,
his prophets of truth,
his prophets of truth,
men like John Calvin,
men like John Calvin,
Martin Luther and others,
Martin Luther and others,
and revival broke out,
and revival broke out,
light began to come,
light began to come,
fulfilling God's nature,
fulfilling
of his goodness he must show.
Of his goodness he must show.
When his goodness rejected,
when his goodness rejected,
then fire is the end.
Then fire is the end.
Satan must be loosed.
Satan must be loosed.
To take his seat again.
To take his seat again.
Fulfill man's iniquity.
Fulfill man's iniquity.
Satan ahead becoming one. But the last work of Satan,
but the last work of Satan,
is compromise and deceit,
is compromise and deceit,
through religious theologies,
and religious theologies,
he takes his seat,
he takes his seat,
fundamentally forming,
fundamentally forming,
the mind of man,
the mind of man,
in good and evil,
in good and evil,
not from the tree of life,
not from the tree.
Each time in the past year,
revival broke out
among God's people,
among God's people,
that it did,
that it did.
Satan through his prophets,
Satan through his prophets,
of religious education,
formed their minds,
in the image of him,
in the image of him,
fulfilling the prophecy,
fulfilling the prophecy
of Jesus through John,
of Jesus through John,
of the sweet little book,
of the sweet little book,
that made his belly bitter,
that made his belly bitter,
taking the book of life,
taking the book of life,
the Bible you see,
the Bible you see,
corrupted their mind,
corrupted their mind,
so called good and evil,
so called good and evil.
using the same deceit.
Using the same deceit.
Working Adam and Eve. He established his root.
He established his root.
Of good and evil in man.
Of good and evil in man.
To bring to his fullness.
To bring to his fullness.
Evil in man.
Evil in man.
And bring together.
And bring together.
Babylon and her daughters.
Babylon and her daughters.
Man struggling outside them.
Man struggling outside.
The church to deliver himself.
The church to deliver himself.
Through knowledge of medicine.
Through knowledge of medicine.
Mental therapy and such.
Mental therapy and such.
God's nature of mercy.
God's nature of mercy.
Working through the wisdom of man.
Working through the wisdom of man.
Mercy rejoicing against judgment. In love for man.
In love for man.
All the knowledge of mercy.
All the knowledge of mercy.
Man's fight against disease and hunger. Always fall short.
Always fall short.
Satan locked up God's plan.
Satan locked up God's plan.
In the false church.
In the false church.
The keeper of the book.
The keeper of the book.
Satan firmly seated.
Satan firmly seated.
Keeps the truth locked up.
Keeps the truth locked up.
This is God's plan. That the church be the pillar and the ground of the truth in the earth. To reach out in man's struggle against disease and hunger. Oh, yes. And to deliver them the truth of God's plan that they might come into the fullness of God. But Satan locked up the truth through good and evil. Good and evil preaching.